Hello, I'm calling from Oregon Opinion Surveys, and I am conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. It's only going to take about 10 minutes, so would you be interested in answering a couple questions?
Depends on what they are.
Sorry?
Depends on what they are.
They are about politics, basically, like different people and organizations, and then I'm going to read you a few statements,
right,
and you're
going
to let me know what you think of them. Okay.
Right,
does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Great. And are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Oregon?
Yeah.
Okay, and I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November general elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably
100%.
Vote, 50-50? Okay, thank you. And may I know your age?
53.
Thank you. And just to be sure we're representing everyone, may I ask your race?
White.
Thank you. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, independent, or something else?
Republican. Who wouldn't be?
And
Jesus Christ.
So would you call yourself a strong Democrat or a not very strong one?
A Democrat?
Sorry, Republican.
Okay, yeah. A very strong Republican.
Thank you. And thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied?
Come on. Is that even a question?
Yeah.
Very dissatisfied.
Thank you. And now, this is what I was talking about. I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want their members of Congress to most focus on. So you're going to rate them from 0 to 10, where 0 means that it is not important at all, 5 means that it is somewhat important, and 10 means that it is really important. The first one is fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods.
That's 10.
10, thank you. What about lowering rent?
I mean, I own a house, but still 10.
Yeah. What about funding for mental health services?
What exactly does that mean?
Well, there's different...
I mean, you can get all the funding you want. You get the funding you want, right? But they're not going to put it toward the right thing is the problem. So that's kind of a trick question, isn't it? Honestly.
Yeah, you could rate it
like
that.
A lot of money in taxes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you think, like, the funding's not going to be used for the right thing, then you could say that it is not important.
Okay. It's not important then, I guess.
So would you call it a 0 or somewhere around that?
It's just such an open-ended question, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it is.
Let's go 5, I guess. I don't know.
Okay. Great. What about protecting democracy and our voting rights?
That's 10.
10, thank you. What about protecting abortion rights?
What exactly does that mean?
There are some people that are in favor and some that are against abortion, and this one's basically for being in favor of abortion.
I'm not in favor of abortion, but it should be left up to the person. I mean,
yeah. So would you rate it?
I'm not in favor, so I guess 0.
Okay,
I'm not in favor of abortion, so 0.
And what about improving the K-12 education?
Very important, 10.
10. Next, we have raising taxes on the wealthy and big corporations.
I own a business. The problem is when you raise taxes on the wealthy and corporations, we have to pass it on to the people that aren't wealthy, right? So you raise taxes on me, and your groceries and gas and goods all get more expensive because I have to compensate for that. So that's a tough one, too.
Yeah.
I would say five.
Five. Okay. And lesson for this list is cracking down on illegal drugs.
10.
10. Thank you. Next, yep. I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, where 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 is in the middle. So, okay. First we have Donald Trump.
100.
Thank you. What about Lori Chavez?
I'll say 50. She's also Republican, right?
Yeah, I believe so, yes.
Yeah, okay.
Next, we have the Republicans in Congress.
Okay.
What would you rate them?
Are you talking about? Oh, 100. I'm a 100, diehard.
Yeah. What about General Bynum?
Who?
General Bynum. She's also running against Lori Chavez, I believe.
She's a Democrat?
I think she is. Let me tell you. Let me look for it. She's a Democrat, yes.
Yeah, I don't have any. No. Zero, I guess a zero, right? Or what? What is
you
it?
Could also say that you don't have an opinion. Is that better?
I want Oregon to be Republican state, so it'd be zero.
Okay, that's great. What about Joe Biden?
Oh God, zero, two zero, three zero.
I would if I could. Next we have JD Vance.
JD Vance, it's tough to say because I would have to say 100 because he's been nominated. So.
Okay, that's great. Next, we have Kamala Harris.
Triple four. Can we do quadruple zero on that one?
Okay.
I don't even know who she is or where she's at. She's been missing for a long time.
Really? Oh, I didn't know that.
Well, she's not around. Where is she at? She haven't seen her in months. I haven't seen this lady. So.
Oh.
Yeah. Zero.
What about Ron Wyden?
Ron Wyden. That's a good question. What is he, a Republican or a Democrat? I know
he's a Democrat.
I would say zero.
Zero? Thank you. What about the MAGA Republicans?
100.
And lesson for this list is the Democrats in Congress.
Okay. Here we go.
Sure. Okay, thank you.
Oh, yeah.
And now I know it's still a long way off, but if the elections for president were held today, would you vote for independent Cornel West, Democrat Joe Biden, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Donald Trump.
Thank you. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the elections for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat General Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez?
Who did you say the first one was?
It's Democrat General Bynum.
Oh, okay. I would say Lori Chavez.
Thank you. And even though you are not supporting General Bynum, what are the chances that you might support her for the Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance, a small chance, just a very slight chance, or no chance at all?
No chance at all.
Okay, thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as a president?
Come on. I greatly disapprove.
Okay. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Lori Chavez is handling her job as your member of Congress?
I really don't know anything about her except for when she was running the first time, so I would say I approve of it, but honestly don't know.
Would it be better if I wrote it as somewhat approve?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Thank you. And now I want to read you a little bit more information about your two candidates running for Congress. First, we have General Bynum. And next is Laura Chavez. So it's two statements, and then you're going to let me know for whom would you vote based on what you heard. So the first one is, serving in the State House since 2016, Janelle Bynum is the first Black woman to represent our community, a working mother and local business owner. She is living the same struggles as the rest of us. She sees Congress playing political games, so she is running to fix what's broken and bring practical solutions to real everyday people, like lowering the cost of groceries, housing, and prescription of drugs. Janelle wants to make sure that hard work once again pays off and that every Oregon family has a chance to get ahead. And the second statement is for Laurie Chavez, and it says, as mayor of Happy Valley, Laurie led Oregon's fastest growing community, making it more business friendly, offering more affordable housing for families, and creating a safe place to build a career and raise a family. In Congress, she has been one of the most bipartisan members, working to solve our toughest problems, from homelessness to access to shelter. Laurie was tired of the same old divisive politics and knows that nothing is more important than showing up to work and getting the job done for Oregon families. So based on what you heard, so would you still... Yeah, for whom would you vote? Janelle Bynum or Laurie Chavez?
Laurie Chavez.
Okay, thank you. And could you give me a small sentence of what specifically stuck out the most to you about Laurie Chavez?
That she's a Republican.
She's a Republican. Okay, that's great. Thank you. And now I'm going to read you a few statements that some people have made about one of the candidates. And in this case, it's about Janelle Bynum. And you're going to rate them from 0 to a 10, where 10 means that the statement is not at all convincing, means that it is 5, means that it is somewhat convincing, and 10 means that it is very convincing. It's only 4, and they're not that long, so the first one says, Janelle Bynum hears politicians say your economy is getting better, but as a working mother of 4 and local business owner, she's facing the same struggles we are. Her children can't afford to buy a home around here, and rent has skyrocketed. Low-paying jobs aren't cutting it. That's why her own business hires low-skilled workers and offers scholarships to help workers gain the skills they need to advance, to pass opportunity on, and to make sure everyone has a fair chance to get ahead.
I don't believe it.
So, from 0 to 10?
0.
Okay. The next one is, Janelle Bynum is sick of what is happening to our neighborhoods.
Who was that before?
They're all from the same. It's from Janelle Bynum.
Okay.
Okay. This one says, Janelle Bynum is sick of what is happening to our neighborhoods and the partisan games that continue to be played. Like many of us, she voted for measured 110 and thought it had good intentions, but she has seen how this atrocious it has been for our communities. Rather than ignoring the problem, she took the first step to fixing it by crossing party lines and voting with Republicans in Salem to recriminalize drugs. Janelle will always put solutions over politics.
A 0.
The third one, and we're almost done, says, Janelle Bynum is not your standard Democrat and doesn't believe either party has all the answers. She says politicians are just playing games and she's not going to Washington to change its ways because it is no longer serving us. And she's done it in Salem, where she has bridged the gap between Democrats and Republicans to find practical solutions to create more manufacturing jobs and get fentanyl off our streets.
That's not true. It started off true, but then it ended up not true, so 0.
0? Okay, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
And the last one is, Janelle Bynum has a history of protecting abortion rights, and she has never wavered on this issue. After Roe versus Wade was overturned, she sponsored a bill to ensure Oregon women have the same rights they did when Roe was still law. And in Congress, she will fight back against Republicans who want to overrule Oregon law with a national abortion ban.
0.
0? Thank you. And sometimes people may change their minds over the course of a survey. So let me ask you again, for whom would you vote, between Janelle Bynum or Laurie Chavez?
Chavez.
Thank you. And now I'm going to read you some doubts or concerns people have raised about Laura Chavez. And please tell me how much each one troubles you about supporting her for Congress. Is it a great deal, quite a bit, just somewhat, or not at all? If you don't believe it, it's only two. And the first one says, okay. Lori is an out-of-touch multimillionaire who doesn't understand the needs of Oregon families. She has spent extravagantly and had taxpayers foot the bill, from limos to luxury trips to golf. She spent her time in her multimillion-dollar home in Arizona and at parties in D.C. while people in Oregon deal with rising costs. Lori is more concerned with funding her lifestyle than making sure Oregonians can make it to their next paycheck.
I don't believe that.
So, would it be not at all, just some, quite a bit, or a great deal?
Just some.
Okay. And the second one says, Lori sold herself to this district as a different kind of Republican in order to win a district that doesn't tolerate extremists. But her voting records show that she's not different at all. Rather than help us, she has supported tax cuts for the wealthy while voting to cut access to Social Security and Medicare. She hasn't done anything to tackle inflation or housing costs, and she knew what she needed to do to win, then got to Washington and towed the party line.
That's just moderate.
Okay, quite a bit.
Hold
or
on,
just
okay.
Some?
Do I have to just some. Do I have to wait here and write home or something?
Oh, yeah, but Richard was picking him up, but
Richard said
I didn't know anything about it.
Okay, do I need to go do it?
You can do it, or you can
get
over
them.
I'll just do it with us. Okay, sorry about that.
That's okay.
Yeah, now, tell him. Sorry.
Okay.
How much longer is it going to be?
We're 90% complete. There's, like, two more questions, and then there's only, like, five for statistical purposes.
Okay.
Okay.
I may have now to put you in my car, and so this one. Go ahead, you can talk.
Okay. Now I'm going to ask you again, if the elections for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Lori Chavez?
Republican.
Okay. And now these are the last few questions that are for the statistical purposes only. So what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
12.
Would it be high school graduate, some college or vocational?
High school graduate.
Thank you. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Hold on, give me a second. What did you say?
Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single? Okay, thank you. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
No?
See,
and
that's
are you
for you right there.
And
I
are
don't,
you?
Don't live with a
Are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
The what?
A member of a union or employee association.
I don't believe so.
Okay. Would you like me to write it as don't know or does not apply?
It does not apply.
Okay. And in the 2020 elections for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Donald Trump, always.
Okay. Then this concludes the survey for today, and thank you so much for participating, and I hope you have a great day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.